When we replace words or phrases with their initials, we call this abbreviation. We can see it in everyday language use. There are two different ways of pronouncing these abbreviations. We can use initialism, where we just pronounce the initials, like ASAP, or we can pronounce them like a word, ASAP. This last one is called an acronym. Some examples are attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, and covert human intelligence source, CHIS. During the Second World War, these abbreviations soared in their usage because of all the specialised military roles and services. We now see them everywhere in the military, medical, governmental and police world. While most of them are pronounced as initials, like the ADHD or the FBI, it is helpful to recognise those that are pronounced as words. So here are some of the most common acronyms. So they're pronounced as words. NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation. We don't say NATO, we just say NATO. YOLO, you only live once. We never say YOLO. We also have FOMO, which is fear of missing out. But then we have some of the initializations. So that's where we spell out the initials. So CAMHS, Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. However, we can also say CAMHS. So that case, we're using the acronym. We're pronouncing it as if it's a word. So there are some that are quite straightforward for the initializations. They're not too long. And also they would make a very strange sounding word. So we've seen two, CAMHS, and we've also seen, if I remember correctly, we talked about ASAP. So these are two that can be used as an acronym or as an initialization. But most of them, it's fairly clear if they're going to be a word or if you're going to spell out the initials. So just a couple of initializations. Often you'll see them in emails, texts, when we're writing something quickly. So BTW is, by the way, AKA, also known as, and we use a French one as well. We use RSVP, Répondez s'il vous plaît. Okay, I hope this has helped. You've got a couple of exercises and you'll find a written description of this as well in the following exercise. Thank you for listening.